Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves
everybody, and especially that person that went growl, cacao, because that is never not fun. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is why I love movies.
We're getting there. There's still some people that just cheer at that point, but they'll get it. We're coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, July 23rd, Two Oceans 13. Let me see your name tags. I already saw one that I think is my favorite one of all time. It's the Thomas Crown Affair, and your name is Thomas and Ramirez, and my name is Doug Benson, and we co-star in it, or no, it's you left Pierce Brosnan there. You should have put your face in there. That would have been pretty sweet, but I'll do a movie with Pierce. I'm cool. How do you medicate the man who smokes everything? What was the original tagline of Thomas Crown Affair? What do you get the man who has everything? That's a weird tagline. I guess because he's a thief, so... But weird. I bet you this poster has a better tagline on it. Oh, not really. I don't like that tagline at all. It's from the writers of 500 Days of Summer. How about from the director of Smashed is what I say. That's what people should be talking about. Since last I spoke and you listened, I did a Douglas Movies taping at the Punchline in Atlanta with Dustin Ibarra, Rob Cantrell, and a nice lady named Patty Davis from the Atlanta Movie Tours. And that episode might become another in maybe the third or fourth time in the history of the show, lost episode. Because we haven't received the recording yet, and the person who recorded it refuses to respond to our emails. So I hope we get it and plop it soon, but it'll be also maybe the first time I've ever put episodes out, you know, release them out of order, because I'm very anal about that. Today we did a new Dining with Doug and Karen with Chef Dave and comedian David Huntsberger, which is available on iTunes now. None of this waiting around hoping it gets sent to us, because Katie, who records it, is right there in person. And be sure to watch the Jeselnik Offensive next Tuesday on Comedy Central to see me and Rob Hubel do panel, bo banal, bo fana, bana, bo banal, panel. The prize bag, there's just too much to even, it's just, like, I brought this little bag and it's absolutely full of stuff, and the guests have more stuff backstage. So I'll just say that there is a copy of Gateway Doug, and also I included a card A gentleman in Nashville gave me a stack of cards, the intent of which is to explain the Leonard Maltin game in this much space.
It's like a business-sized card that's got supposedly has all the rules,
and I think it encapsulates it pretty nicely. But I also think that if I handed this to someone and then 5 minutes later they had to play, they would still just be totally confused. So we have to stick with the system of just teaching them how to play it as we play it. Monty Python and the Holy Grail on VHS.
That'd be weird if somebody from Monty Python, that's what they brought.
But no, nobody from Monty Python is here. But also, I included a $10 iTunes gift card, so you can get the Super Tournament of Championships, which is still number one on iTunes, so thank you. And comedy albums, not real albums. But it goes up and down the charts in real albums, and I just crack up seeing Super Tournament of Championships like next to Demi Lovato. Like between Demi Lovato and Taylor Swift, which is where I would like to live my life. Let's get him out here. Four great guests. Please welcome returning Leonard Maltin game winner James Ponsoldt and Steven Yeun, Brie Larson, and Tom Lennon. And Tom, right out the gate, is pouring us all a nice, hearty cup of Ed Hardy wine. He's walking it around like the weirdest sommelier. Tight shirt sommelier. Use your microphone voice.
Oh, I said, what's this?
That's
what,
Alice.
What did you say?
What?
What did you
Brie
call
Larson? Brie Larson, everybody.
Sommelier?
It's here for
hello. And thank you very
sommelier
much.
Sommelier is like a person who knows a lot about wine and brings it to you, right?
It smells like plastic.
Thank you, Tom.
Is that the cup or is that the year?
Don't bother answering. She asks questions. She's not even interested in
That's
the answer.
That's horrible wine.
It's really bad?
It's really bad.
All right. That was James Ponsoldt, everybody, who directed this movie that the Spectacular Now that is in theaters.
What happened?
I thought you were going to say Inspector Gadget. I got excited. I'm sorry.
It was there's cats
you
in
thought
this
I was going to call the movie that you're in and he directed Inspector Gadget? We can call it that if you want.
I thought you said Inspector Cat Meow, which is a good idea.
But the Spectacular Now, have you seen it, Tom?
Not yet, Doug.
We'll finish this bottle of wine and go. Is it in theaters yet?
It comes out on August 2nd in New York and LA.
In New York and LA. And then spreads out from there. And Brie has a movie called Short Term 12. I remembered it this time. And when's that going to start creeping out all over the place?
That comes out August 23rd.
Okay. So
in New York and LA.
August
I think in like one theater in
Brie Larson
in LA.
Month.
Yeah, National Happy Donovan Week and Brie Larson Month.
I love it. And Steven Yeun is here, everybody. Heading back to Atlanta soon, right? To continue.
Yeah, we're going back.
Yeah, when can we see new episodes of Walking Dead?
October 13th. Yeah, thank you.
October 13th, that seems so far away.
This is really, it starts like a rubbing alcohol, and then it finishes like a...
This is, I thought I was goofing around and be funny, but like, oh, it'd be kind of terrible. This is the worst piss. Literally, I think this might be poison. This is literally...
It's an Epicac.
Ed Hardy wine people, go ahead and send my attorney a note. It's like, because I got something I got to say. This is not...
There's Ed Hardy's sweat in that bottle.
This wine, I think it has a big butt and a smile. This wine is poison.
Ed Hardy wine. It's fucking poison.
Oh, I don't hate it. Ed Hardy wine, you've got to be high.
Ha ha ha.
So yeah, I had a copy of Walking Dead, one of the books. So Stephen was nice enough to sign that. Did you write something fun in your inscription?
I wrote, sorry, I did not think of this. Doug did.
because I didn't know you guys know what happens. The guests have a lot of things to do, and I have a lot of things to do. So sometimes that communication doesn't happen. Oh, and here, Steve, you can read this card, and you'll be really good at the Leonard Maltin game. If you just check that out,
wow,
real quick.
Wow, that's really small.
Yeah, it's all everything's in there though. It's really. You don't have to. You don't have to move your lips when you read it.
Oh no, that's how I read. That's how I read.
No, we gotta have stuff that happens here so that it brings people here. So it's
oh,
not
yeah,
just.
That's true. No, we do. There's stuff that happens here. People at home aren't seeing that Ed Hardy bottle.
And this tiny Leonard Maltin game card. Did he print up 10,000 of these, or 30,000, or how many thousands of these exist?
He may maybe
a lot.
Several hundred at least, okay. Maybe 1,000. He gave me a little box of them.
Cool.
And it was a very sweet gesture, but we'll see how it works tonight. I will not try to explain the game to Steve at all. He'll just play based on what he's reading right now, and we'll see how he does. Bree, what did you bring to give away? You brought an interesting book.
Oh, I brought a book of imagination. It's going to spark those imaginations. Will Rogers, Ambassador of Goodwill, Prince of Wit and Wisdom.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's an appreciation by Lowell Thomas.
Yeah, Lowell Thomas wrote
course,
the appreciation.
The greatest.
And P.J. O'Brien wrote the book. And mm-hmm. Then what did you write inside here?
I just drew a heart for now. There's a better part in it that's already written, so I'm going to write something good. But it was written October 17th, 1935.
To my sweetheart, wife.
Just to clarify.
And our little mother. Mm-hmm. May a wonderful girl enjoy this story of a wonderful man. Okay. With all my love, Eugene.
And me.
Yeah. They're dead.
Much later in time.
Yeah, you added to it, which is nice.
Well, I just added a heart, but I'll
get
to the
rest. Who
brought
the Monty Python video?
I did.
That was James Ponsoldt. Yeah. And you also brought a copy of your earlier film, Smashed.
I did.
Which I enjoy a great deal.
And I brought another movie, too. Do you have that other DVD?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is you want to get this out of the house.
Yeah, it's a Mexican cockfighting video. And my wife told me I have to get rid of it, so I figured the demographic in this room is perfect for that movie.
It's Albarrán Aguilas.
It looks good.
It's Mexican men fighting birds?
No, it's Mexican birds
fighting
Mexican
each
birds.
Other. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought it was a Mexican fighting a cock. Mexican cock fighting. Oh, and there's more in the prize, but somebody's really taking home a lot of great stuff tonight. Thomas, have I even introduced you yet? Thomas Lennon, everybody. Don't touch the people sitting on the floor. What are you, the mayor of San Diego?
This is a great book. It's called The Working Comedian's Gag File. Open to any page when you're in a dry spot. For example,
raising pigeons is a lot of trouble. The upkeep isn't too bad. It's the overhead you gotta watch. I love the
Shazam.
First. It starts raising them is a lot of trouble. The upkeep's not so bad though. It already takes a turn to like it's not really that bad of a thing.
And now bring it home.
But man, that overhead. You gotta watch that shit. But pigeons come back too though. It's not like you really have to worry about it.
There's hundreds of pages of those and even better.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll have it standing by. If there happens to be a lull at some point, I'll just whip it open and read. Yeah, we'll read one.
There's a lot of jokes about someone named Dagmar in it. It's a pretty old book. But apparently Dagmar had big bosoms. And oh, you could make some wisecracks about it.
When she wore red earrings, she looked like the back of a Greyhound bus. I don't even know what the... Like, is that was a she's so fat or a... Or she's so bus-like? That old run of jokes. Have we covered everything that we need to cover? I think so. Let's do the part where I ask you guys if you've been to the cinema lately. Oh, one thing I wanted to talk to you about, Tom. First of all, Hell Baby is on... VOD now.
Right now.
As we speak.
You could literally lean over.
Turn this off and turn on Hell Baby.
Or leave them both on at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, but you like can demand it immediately. It's on demand on any platform.
Is it called like Ultra VOD or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Hell Baby, of course, is the story of...
It's a magnificent film with Rob Corddry and Keegan-Michael Key and Leslie Bibb and the Human Giant guys and the Reno 911 guys. It's an egregiously...
And the Kumail Nanjiani guy.
Yeah. It's Ricky Lindholm. It's a movie that you can... you and your dog can get high and you'll both still get it. You'll get every twist and turn.
I've seen it, and I was high.
Yeah.
And everyone in it is hilarious, and I can't recommend it enough. So VOD that shit, you guys. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about mm-hmm. is we were discussing it a little bit last night. You right. You helped interrupt The Great Gatsby over
that was
at
really
the
fun.
Family. Mm-hmm. And somebody was there, and or just happy about it. And you were talking to me about how Christopher Nolan told you
yeah.
when you played the Doctor
yep.
in The Dark Knight Rises
yep.
that it was the same Doctor that you played for him in the film Memento.
Yes.
And you're fine. You that explanation makes sense to you.
Here's the reason I didn't question it. Well, the reason I didn't question it is because somebody they drove over to my house with a script that everything was blacked out. It was one page. And it was a red piece of paper, and everything was X'd out, but one paragraph that I got to say. And I could tell I was having a conversation with Bruce Wayne. And then I was like, hey, where does this movie film? And they're like, well, you'll be in London saying this paragraph. But if you say a paragraph in a film in London, you got to go to London for like a week. They fly you first class. You take Ambien. You're fucked up the whole time. You wander around on red wine, listening to the Smiths on your iPod. You masturbate constantly. It's literally the greatest week of your life. And then one day you go do a scene with Christian Bale, and then that's it. So I was like, as soon as it was explained to me that it was the same character, I decided not to ask any questions about that, but just be a team player and go, great.
He meant play it the same, or I hired you because I like the way you play a doctor.
I don't know.
Where did Memento take place? California?
It's certainly shot in California.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to
be California.
And I believe
it is also set in California. Yeah.
And Gotham, of course, doesn't exist. So that same doctor, that's a really interesting career move. to go from a real world to a fantasy land.
He had a weird midlife crisis, and he's like, fuck it, I'm going to become fictional. Let's fucking fictionalize this shit.
Plus, in the movie, Batman uses you. Because mm-hmm. he doesn't give a shit what diagnosis you give him.
No,
or what
he's going to go.
He just wanted
Catwoman,
to go fly out the window and go to Commissioner Gordon's room at the same hospital.
He just wants to punch Bane in the ball so bad.
That's all he wants. But have you been to the cinema lately? Have you seen any?
I've not seen a motion picture in quite a long time. As you know, I have a 4-year-old child.
Yeah, but what'd you take your 4-year-old to see recently?
It's been a little bit. We haven't seen anything.
You haven't seen Despicable Me? Or?
Not yet, no. No, we watched
Hop.
A lot of...
Did you see Hop?
Didn't see Hop, no. How was Hop? I feel like you loved Hop.
I have not seen it. But I love you. I'll give you a quick impression of it. Russell Brand plays the Easter Bunny.
Okay.
So it's like, hey, where do you think I put all the eggs? I bet you can't find them. I want to talk about politics.
That was great. I would like to give a shout out to Russell Brand because I was officially unbooked off of his show called Brand X. He went to London and he came back and he said he's only going to have intellectuals and really interesting people. So I got a call. They're like, no, Russell just, he's going to go a different way with interesting people and or intellectuals.
Well, I've got an interesting question for Steve, and that is World War Z. Have you seen that shit?
I haven't seen it.
What? All right, moving on to James.
I saw Pacific Rim.
I get it. You're kind of like, you know what? I don't have to fight robots every day of the week.
Yeah.
I'll go watch people do that instead of zombies.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to watch World War Z. They're just going to do what we're doing.
It's different, though. They're fast. And they climb. They climb each other.
They swarm, right?
First season, swarmers.
They're swarmers.
First season, one of them climbed a ladder.
Yeah, so you've already done that.
Yeah.
Fuck those World War Z guys.
Fuck them.
I say add a few more Z's and have a nap.
that was prepped.
That was good.
That was prepped. That was
really,
that
I've said that before.
That's prepped stuff. Yeah.
I've said that on occasion.
That was a completed.
That's why I said, I was quoting myself. It's what you do when you're on, when you're drunk on Ed Hardy. It's for people who want to quote themselves.
It's literally fucking poison. Here, have a taste. Taste that.
But we keep... No, you can't. That we're going to get sued. Oh, that was
poison.
Weird.
Yeah. I thought that would go better.
You picked a real connoisseur the way she was like... I can't even do it because I got cotton mouth. This wine isn't even helping my cotton mouth. That's how... It's not even like liquid, this
no,
wine.
No, no. It's a fucking experiment.
Is this the smell of the cup or of the wine?
Know. No, it's the wine.
It smells like
the cups
chemicals.
Are fine. The cups are nice cups.
Did you like the Pacific Rim, though?
I thought it was visually stunning. Yes, yee-haw.
Visually stunning.
Visually stunning.
Yeah, I've heard sort of mixed things, but the bottom line is that it's for the little boy in all of us that it's just
yes.
robots and monsters.
Oh, that's my wheelhouse, to be yeah. inside a robot with another person. Mm. That's in my wheelhouse of things.
I need a co-pilot if I'm going to be inside a robot.
Yeah, totally.
I want to be inside another person who is a robot. Yeah, you heard me. That face.
You should give Alan Tudyk a call, because he was the robot in iRobot.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Yeah, look at it. What have you seen lately, James?
I saw Fruitvale Station.
Oh, nice.
That's great movie.
I hear it's not as, like, you people are worried about how heavy it's going to be, but that it's also rewarding.
It's very, it's very moving, and it's not oppressive throughout the whole movie. You know, it's sort of, I don't know.
You know what's going to happen.
You know what's going to happen.
You know that train's going to Fruitvale.
The train is going to Fruitvale.
What a fucking friendly name for such a horrible incident.
It literally sounds like a fucking breakfast cereal. Going down to Fruitvale. Making up some friends. As soon as I found out what that movie's about, I was like, oh, wow. That's what we're calling that.
Yikes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's where it happened. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Bree?
Yes.
I love you keep your microphone in your lap.
I'm just, yeah, it's too much effort.
To hold the whole time?
Yeah, it just feels like I'm going to be saying something.
I want you to say stuff.
Okay, here I go.
What'd you see lately?
I haven't been to the theater in a while, mm-hmm. but I have been watching a lot of movies on planes. I've been watching the entire Antonioni catalog, which has been, it's not funny. It's that's the reality of what I've been watching right now. Sorry.
Talk about something where nobody walking by is curious about what you're watching. Oh, that looks weird.
How was the print of La Aventura?
I didn't get to see it while I was here. That's why I was watching
Pet
it
Detective?
On a plane.
Well, we might as well move on from there. There's no reason to
solid.
Discuss Antonioni anymore. This is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. We just have time for the one game, the grandfather of all games. Three of our guests have played, and one has learned how to play by reading on a small card. And I should tell you, Steve, did the card say that you go pick a name tag when I ask you to pick a name tag?
It just says the game is played in the style of Name That Tune, and then really I didn't get any much farther than that.
Oh, okay. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
It's like movies and actors instead of notes and songs.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. But also you pick somebody in the audience that you want to play for, so just everybody just get up and go select a name tag, and while you do that, I will go to this, and we'll be right back. And we're back! Great to be back. Who are you playing for, Brie? Show me that name tag.
Indiana Jones looking thing. Takura? Is that cool?
All right. And James, who are you playing for?
Kayla.
She's from the Michigan Daily.
She went to Comic-Con under some sort of false name and job. That's her badge. Who do you have, Steve?
I have Jessica, and Jennifer Gunderson is a shithead.
That's later. It's not on the card. That's not on the card.
I don't think
that's not on the fucking
card.
The cards aren't working.
There was no scenario for this.
That's where the card.
There was no plan.
I ruined
it.
Did I just ruin the game?
No, you didn't ruin anything.
You didn't ruin anything. You just ruined
never go
my
back
point.
Now.
I'm so sorry. I ruined the game.
No one cares.
Oh, God. Damn.
Baseball Jordan, did you get in last night to the movie interruption? Did Tom Lennon talk too much during the movie?
He talked a lot.
He talked a lot, but not too much. Perfect. Good job. And who you hold up your name tag. Who are you playing for,
I'm
Tom?
I'm playing for Elizabeth, who has a DVD of
Charade.
With 3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin, and Intrigue at its best, and there's a typo, of course, in its best right there. So that's part of why I picked it.
But what's the name on there?
Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
That's who I'm playing for. I'm not playing for Cary Grant, although let's say I'm playing for Cary Grant.
She just covered up Audrey Hepburn with just
exactly.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be cool if around that time there was an actress that just went by the first name, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Very unlikely, that's why... Are you reading the back of the
I am. I'm looking for more typos, because there's one on the cover. When there's one
all right,
on the
look
cover...
look for more typos just... while I read another joke right. from the gag file. This is under crime. I'm not saying he's a crook, but you could use the checks he writes for blowout patches.
For his
remember how you're always rubber patching your tires?
I'm not saying, let me read another one. I'm not saying he's a crook, but an Allen wrench always comes in handy.
You gotta relate to the people.
We'll start with returning champion James Ponsoldt, and he will get to pick a category, and then we'll go to Bree, and then to Tom, and then to Steve, and he'll know how to play by then.
Yeah, and I'm on it.
You're going to be so on top of it. Who's the shithead? Edna Gunderson?
Jennifer Gunderson.
Jennifer Gunderson.
I feel so bad. I feel like I ruined everything.
All you got to do is win right
now. We have this.
No.
It'll turn it all around.
This is solid gold, this stuff. This is why this podcast is live.
It was a good laugh. We are all here right now. Would you like... At Nate Hadley suggested on Twitter, whose line is it anyway? And that's movies where someone does cocaine. Or Quill Bill, and that's a movie based on the works of Shakespeare. Or What a Schmuck suggested Womb Raider, and that's movies where John Voight has sex.
I'll do Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Okay, there's cocaine in this movie from 1997. 3.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie extraordinary. He also says that it is gripping and funny. And he lists 15 names. What was the year? And the year was 1997. And how many names do you think you'll need to discern the name of this movie, James? Reading from the bottom up, of course, of the cast list.
13.
Smart opening bid. That's why you're a returning winner. You know what you're doing. Bree, what do you think?
I think it's a... What do I say next? I didn't read the card.
You can bid lower.
Or I say...
Or you've been on the show several times. You can bid lower... Or you can ask him to name it, but 13 names is a lot of names. So I'd say
yeah,
you
I would
should say like 12
I do,
or something.
Yeah, 12.
She says 12.
I'll say 12.
Tom?
Let's go way down to like 7.
All right, whoa. So he says 7 names, Steve. So you have to either bid less names or say to Tom, name that movie. If he fails to name the movie after you say name that movie, then you'll get a point. We're playing to 2 points.
Name that movie.
All right.
7 names. 1997, they do cocaine.
Yeah, and I... think you're going to get it.
I think I might know it.
Okay. But let me give you the 7 names.
Okay.
Show off.
Let's see. Well, I mean, the 7 names either will help or not. Here we go.
They're going to help.
Okay.
Joanna Gleason.
Yep.
Jack Riley.
Yep.
Ricky Jay. Robert yep. Ridgely.
Yep.
Philip Baker Hall.
Yeah.
Alfred Molina.
Yeah.
And William H. Macy.
Yeah, this is called Boogie Nights.
That's correct.
By the way, 7's a lot of names for this game. Yeah.
Now
that's a lot of names.
It's yeah, out of 15, yeah. though, you'd be surprised.
Well, I guess.
You might not have hooked, William H. Macy and
I was confused because
you didn't have it at Joanna Gleason.
No, but I feel like Blow came out around the same time.
Oh.
And that was kind of looming, that was lurking in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you didn't hear that, like, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Exactly.
Pee-wee Herman.
Paul Rubens.
Yeah. Okay, so Tom has a point, and I think everybody's on board with how this works.
I have never won this.
Works now? Maybe.
I will still lose this.
Well, this time we'll start with James and then head towards Steve. So, Steve, you get to go second.
Great.
And James gets to pick between at Clay Hansen 1 suggested Sausage Fest, and that's movies where Leonard Maltin doesn't list any women in the cast. There may be women in it, but they didn't qualify for a listing. And at IG88 Music suggested OMGYN. And that's movies that have a graphic birth scene in them. That sounds like a good vehicle for you, OMGYN.
I'm in like three of those.
Like a gynecologist with amnesia. So every time he's like, oh my God.
I don't know how to do this. Well, I guess I do.
And also celebrating a birthday today, the great Philip Seymour Hoffman, who was in Boogie Nights. So the films of Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Let's do the films of Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I like it.
Boo.
2011, this one's from. Two Oceans 11, I like to call it. Two stars from Leonard. Super accurate, in my opinion. He says this movie is about an idealistic person, and he also says that it doesn't add up to much, which is not much of a compliment. And he lists 10 names. How many names do you think you can get that in?
I think 8 names.
That's a good, strong opening bid. So, Steve,
I will say 6.
Oh, now he came to play. He's in this thing now.
I've seen this movie and I can't remember the name of it. I might have to tell you to name it, because I don't know if I can.
Well, you could bid lower. And
no, I don't, but it's not going to come to me, because the Ed Hardy one. I'll say name it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, see, I have one thing.
All right, I'll tell you the names. You get, what, 7 out of 10? Is that it?
Six.
Oh, an honest player. I like that. Your 6 names are Gregory Itzen, Jennifer Eale, Max Minghella, Jeffrey Wright, Marissa Tomei, and Evan Rachel Wood. And we also know that Philip Seymour Hoffman is in it, and it's from 2011.
Oh, man.
What's it called?
Is it Savages? No. No.
It's called The Ides of March.
Oh,
yeah,
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, that was a Clooney. George Clooney directed that. Yeah, and it also had, of course, Ryan Gosling was in it. So that means that Tom Lennon took this thing down fast. Holy crap.
So what do we do? Do we just hang out?
Yeah, we just hang out. This is an amazing endorsement for Tom Hardy wine.
Ed Hardy and Tom Hardy endorsed. It's the wine, the choice of both Bane and douchebags.
This wine is God's remedy.
This wine was born in darkness. Aged
rise,
in captivity.
Rise.
Shunned by society.
Rise. And it's a dude just looking at his boner in jeans going, rise. Ed Hardy jeans.
Do you think you're also Bane's doctor?
Doctor, I have my mask. It's pinching in the back.
Oh, you and me are filming that tomorrow.
Funny or Die or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's gather up the shitheads. See if anybody has them.
Oh, no.
There isn't one on the back of the Takura of the Lost Ark. So who is this person? Where are you at, Takura? Can you come on up here? And if you could Just take this pen and write down anyone you want me to call a shithead. You know how it works, right? Yeah, okay. And is there something on the back of your name tag, James? Oh, there you go. Yeah, you can have that back.
There is not. Kayla, do you have...
Kayla, do you want to come...
Hey, Doug, take half of this Ed Hardy wine, okay? Because it's...
Do what to it?
Take half of it because it's poisonous and you like it.
I don't love it. I just don't put it in there. Yeah,
it's got to be...
Oh, in that case, I'll take it back.
Here, do you want to write down a shithead?
It's awful, but okay. I want it.
Thanks. No, write it on this piece of paper right here is fine. Thank you for participating. Okay, those are a couple interesting ones. And we already know Steve's...
Ruined it. My bad.
Didn't ruin it. Hit a grand slam. Hit it four times.
Oh, you know what would be fun, Ryan, in the booth? We should put a bleep over every time he says it, and then let it go when I say it at the end.
Jennifer Gunderson.
So that's three times you gotta...
Perfect
jump
crime.
In there and bleep that out.
The perfect crime.
Create work.
Nice.
That's awesome. October 13th is when Walking Dead returns. So since we have a second, like how many episodes in before Glenn dies?
Approximately 3/4, maybe.
Oh.
We'll see.
An answer. That's going to get on BuzzFeed. I totally tricked you into answering. but good luck surviving on there.
Thank you. It's very suspenseful
when your favorite characters could die at any moment.
It's difficult to stay alive.
Yeah. You and your lady friend on there, you gotta both stay alive because the show doesn't have enough sex action in it until... who's going to hook up next on the show? Yeah. What couple do you see in the making?
There'll be other sex.
Merle and the Jamie Lee Curtis haired lady.
That didn't happen yet.
No. They had a like kind of a falling out at one point. Like,
Activia like, lady.
It was they were getting close.
Yeah. Activia lady.
I like her.
Jennifer Gunderson. So good.
Oh, Ryan's got his work cut out for him.
Just toss him up.
By the way, if that's the hardest work he does this week, there's children in China making Nikes.
That's hard. He's trying to track down the lost Atlanta episode, so he's got a lot on his plate right now. Whose wine is this? Is this mine?
That's yours.
Okay.
Well, no, it's Ed Hardy's. You're just enjoying it. You're renting it from him.
I love that I called it Tom Hardy wine. Because when you drink it, you're like, this means war.
Nice.
I just saw that one, what was the one, Lawless, where he and Shia LaBeouf are gangster brothers that make moonshine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I watched it on cable. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't mind it. I'm downgrading it as I speak. I enjoyed it. I didn't mind it. It's all right. It's just the wine speaking. Okay, so that one's empty. This one's got some. We're good to go. Do you want to play one more round of Letter Mullen for funsies?
No, why don't we play it for stakes?
Oh.
Podcasts are about stakes.
What are the stakes going to be?
Why don't we go all in on one? Or something.
I don't want to die for this game.
No. No, it means we all put our dicks in.
Yeah, you got a movie coming out on August 23rd.
I got two movies coming out. I can't die now.
August 23rd? Is that what you said?
August 2nd and August 23rd are the
two.
Yeah,
but August 23rd is the... that's when World's End is coming out. Edgar Wright's new movie.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But it's going wide and yours is going to be small.
There's like three other movies that are friends that are coming out on the same day. Maybe we should make a joint poster for it. Go see them all in one day. I'll make like a schedule.
Your movie, though, is quite different from World's End because that movie, of course, is about a pub crawl that goes spectacularly crazy.
Yeah, this
and
was...
yours, there's probably no pubs.
No,
this
it's just
story
a
story
like,
of a girl working with difficult children.
Yeah, working in a foster care facility.
Yeah.
Go see Edgar's movie after.
Oh, that's a fun idea.
Yeah.
Because you'll need to cheer
it's
up.
It's also Drinking Buddies, Joe Swanberg's movie that comes out that day as well, which is about like drinking.
You're in that too?
No, I'm just saying you should watch it after. If it comes out the same day, it'd be a fun day.
That would. Can you hook me up with some more of this wine?
Fuck. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have more than one bottle of it?
I'm gonna. Because
they're going to send you a crate of it after this wonderful exposure they've gotten.
I'm pretty sure it's got something that makes you hallucinate in it.
Does wine normally have like residue?
No, not this. No, not
there's
that.
There's residue.
That's
in
called
the
meth.
Bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything on the side of that bottle.
Don't I say?
Those are bath salts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh fuck, we're drinking.
Where did you buy? Did you have to go to the store, the actual Ed Hardy store, to purchase it?
I want to say, like, did Rob Hubel bring this to my house or something?
Yeah.
Something like that happened where somebody was being a dick, and I'm like, yeah, okay, you're funny. I'm gonna drink it. And then it turns out, then this is the last time you saw me walking around, and, like putting thoughts together.
Yeah. Well, I should ask you though. Can you come back on the show in 2 weeks' time? 2 weeks from tonight?
That's very quite likely.
As
yeah.
the reigning winner of the Leonard Maltin game,
yes.
That is your option.
Okay.
But let's play a quick one where we start with Steve and then go to James, and Steve could pick a category. And would you like it's kind of a fun category called In Theaters Now? It's just movies that are out right now.
It's
or
not fun.
It is fun.
I got out last time from that one. Oh, it's not fun.
Sorry, that was when you were on the 12 Guests of Christmas and you got
yeah,
eliminated.
Yeah, Rise of the Guardians. Yeah. Who knew?
You get to stay.
Who knew that anyone was
miss.
Actually in that?
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't
people
know
people had
the
to
voices
do the voices.
Were. Well, yeah, it's just they're real people. Those little guys. I didn't think about it.
Okay. Or the Rice Storm is movies that have weddings in them. Or Golden Shower's Playbook, and that's movies that begin with P, the letter P.
Oh.
They don't start with somebody peeing. Which one of those would you like to do?
Let's go Golden Showers.
All right. If you picked In Theaters Now, it's going to be Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
But you picked the other category. This is a movie that begins with P, not unlike Pacific Rim. Leonard Maltin calls this movie a bomb. It's from 2001. He says it's jumbled junk. And that one actor plays two different roles. And when he explains the two different roles, he then adds in parentheses, don't ask and don't watch. Yeah, Leonard really laid into this one. And he lists just a mere five names.
Ooh.
So yeah, so the smart opening bid would probably be five names. But what do you think?
I'm going to go five.
He says five, James.
Five. Name that movie.
Oh my God!
Yeah, okay.
That's crazy. I'm super concerned based on the era that I might have written this. There's a slight cause for concern over here.
Might not be. It could be somebody else. That happens to the best of us. That was called The Pacifier.
Yes.
That begins with a T.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But you move the backwards sometimes. So just
sometimes.
Just
not in this game. This is a movie that begins with P, and your five names are Wanda Sykes, Robert Vaughn, Jennifer Coolidge, Chris Rock, and Lance Crowther. All starred in what movie that begins with P? That Leonard calls a bomb, and he says one person plays two different parts, but don't ask and don't watch.
So rude.
Oh, man.
So rude.
Those
people worked hard on that movie.
At this game. I'm going to say...
There's nothing at stake, so just name a movie that begins with P, and maybe that'll be the one.
Problem Child 5.
I think you can go all the way back to Problem Child 1 to find the bomb designation, probably. But the movie is... directed by a friend named Louis C.K. and it's called Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang. Oh my goodness.
Pootie fucking Tang. He says Chris Rock plays two roles, a hanger-on and Pootie's laborer dad killed by a gorilla in a steel mill mishap. Don't ask and don't watch. And that is, to me, that was the biggest laugh in the movies. The voiceover, Chris Rock says, or Pootie Tang says, my dad was killed by a gorilla. And then he just shows him in a garage and a guy in a gorilla suit runs in and kills him. And I thought that was pretty funny, but that's pretty early on in the movie. And then
kind of went bad from there. But that was fun. Fun little extra round of the game. Let's hear it for all of my guests tonight for a show that is ending right on time. We'll see Tom Lennon in 2 weeks. We'll see Steven Yeun on The Walking Dead in October. And go see James Ponsoldt's The Spectacular Now on August 2nd. And his Short Term 12 with Brie Larson comes out on August 23rd. And she's also in The Spectacular Now. She's in all the best movies.
You're nice.
And as always, Jessica Gunderson is a shithead. And LaToya is a shithead. And zombies are a shithead.
Hi.
By the way, it's actually Jennifer Gunderson.
Another talkie. Heisenfeld is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in.